that you would impact our hearts. Help us to surrender to the work you're trying to do, to the things you're trying to speak to us tonight. We just want more of you. Jesus.
I just love coming together and basking in the presence of the Lord. Welcome, everybody. If you haven't been here before, usually we just sit at the Lord's feet, seek his face and hear his heartbeat, just worship him and pray. And but the Lord put a little word on my heart this morning, actually. And it has to do with all the commotion going on these days. It makes your head swirl. And the Lord just spoke to me in my quiet time this morning and some of the comments I've read on the internet and just talking to people. We have reason to worship, don't we? God is real, right? I like Tony Evans' quote. I can't remember exactly how it goes, but it's kind of like, do you believe in God? Well, why don't you act like it? God is love, yeah? God is all good, right? Yeah. He does what's best. He knows what's best, and he has what's best, yeah? His love is sacrificial, unconditional, faithful, trustworthy, and all-powerful, complete, lacking in nothing. He's almighty, all-powerful. He's in control, right? We aren't, right? If we truly believe these things, then the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. When we fix our eyes and turn our eyes upon Jesus and look long in his wonderful face, then the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Amen. So what effect is the things in the world happening right now? What effect is it having on you? How are you dealing with it? You dealing with it? There's different ways to deal with it, right? We all have our different temperaments, and one way is you can run. Just keep running. Be a runner. Keep busy, moving, so life doesn't catch up with you. Being bounced around by circumstances like a pinball in a pinball machine. Or different than running, you can be a different kind of runner can be one who runs and hides. Gives up. What's the use? Hiding like an ostrich, sticking his head in the sand. That's a couple kind of people. Other people try to control things, they manipulate things, working in their own power and might. God's in control, not us, right? Does everything depend on us? Sometimes we chase our tail thinking everything depends on us. All the time wrestling and striving. But where we need to be at this time is be a violent lover, a surrendered conqueror, dressed in the full armor, standing firm in victory. And everyone who knows me knows my favorite quote. We don't fight for victory, we stand in victory, amen? We don't fight battles in our own strength. We take our marching orders from the Holy Spirit. So are you spending your time fighting worldly battles or kingdom battles? Are you establishing God's kingdom here on earth or your own kingdom? Is he all loving? All good. No shadow of turning. You know, as like I say, I spent a lot of time on the internet and radio listening to preachers. And you know what it seems to be the main topic most preachers teach on these days? Trying to convince us who God is. Should we need to be convinced? Do we believe and have faith? Is your God a God of hope? Are you in despair? We shouldn't be. This is not a time to compromise, not a time to be preoccupied with the superficial, but focused on the supernatural. Seeing the unseen and having our eyes fixed on the eternal, not the temporal. If ever there was a time to wake up, stand up, show up, and speak up, it is now. Don't be intimidated. You know, these days, it's easy for the world to intimidate us Christians. Why? Be hope bearers, light bearers. Now is the time to seek his face and worship in prayer. As I said before, we don't fight battles in our own strength. And if there's something we're struggling with, worship's a good place to start to carry you through. Amen.
Deep in my soul.
so free, caught in your love for me. Never been more secure, knowing your heart, Lord. Never been so free, caught in your love for me. Never been more secure, knowing your heart, Lord. Never been so free, caught in your love for me. Never been more secure, knowing your heart, Lord. Never been so free, caught in your love for me. Never been more secure, knowing your heart. You give me joy down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Spirit, rain down on me. Lord, I need more of you. Living breath of life, come fill me up. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty. Oh, Jesus. Why don't we all just pray where we're at and just really ask for more of God here in this place and in our own hearts so that we can be more focused on Him.
Maybe more surrendered and empty. Just welcome you here. We ask you so that this fills us, Lord God.
To be loved by you, to be loved, is to be loved by you. So I won't worry about tomorrow. Cause all I wanna do, all I wanna do is know you. So I won't worry about tomorrow. Cause all I wanna do, all I wanna do is know you. I wanna be next to you. I wanna be one with your spirit. Teach me to abide in you. To hear your voice all around me. Your voice all around. be one with your spirit. Teach me to abide in you, to hear your voice all around, your voice all around. There's no striving, just abiding. There's no striving in you. There's no striving, just abiding. There's no striving in you. There's no striving, just abiding. There's no striving in you. There's no striving, just abiding. There's no striving in you. So I won't worry about tomorrow, 'cause all I wanna do, all I wanna do is know you. So I won't worry about tomorrow, 'cause all I wanna do, all I wanna do is know you. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life for me. You have been so, so kind to me. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life for me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still, you gave yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God. Thank you. is your foe, steal your love far from me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God. Thank you.
shame of coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, a lie you won't tear down, coming after me. You're overwhelming, gathering, reckless love of God. Oh, he chases me down, fights till I'm found. He's a nightmare.
No place I'd rather be than hearing your love.
place I would rather be. No place I'd rather be. Here in your love, here in your love. There's no place I would rather be. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be. Here in your love, here in your love. No place I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be.
Thank you, God, for your love. There truly is no other place that we would rather be. Remind us how safe your love is today, God. how forgiving your love is, how patient, how kind, how good your love is.
My prayer for each and every one of us that as we go into this week, that we stand daily, moment by moment, in the power of your love. And the worldly nonsense bounces off of us. And that we truly stand firm to be light, salt and light to a hurting and dying world. May we be the smile everywhere we go. The smile is just filled with the power of your love, Lord Jesus. Your unconditional, sacrificial, outrageous, relentless love. Your violent love. Lord, be more real to us. May we be not about the things of the world, but about establishing your kingdom. And may we not be about striving and commotion and swirling and confusion and anger. And may we be about truth, Lord, your truth. You're in control, God. May we surrender to you this week. Surrender completely to you. Not our will be done, but yours, Lord. If you have a word, share it. Hopefully, God spoke to you a little bit in worship tonight. You're so good, God. May we stand firm in confidence. May we stand boldly, not being intimidated. Our eyes fixed on you, Lord. Fixed on the eternal. You're so good, God. Jesus. Thank you.
can't control. Want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul. I can't contain that, I can't control. Cause I want more of you, God.
That's our prayer tonight, God, that you just set a fire in our hearts, that we wouldn't just worship tonight, but that we would live each day worshiping you and just glorifying you in everything we do. That, like my dad said, we could just be that smile. We could be that encouragement. We could just be that love of God being extended to the lost, the lonely, the weary, the angry. Holy Spirit, just set a fire in us and open our eyes to see those that just need a touch of your love, and just give us courage and boldness this week to step out.
Yes, stand strong.
Just to step out in your love and just to be a light, as you call us, to push back the darkness. Even here tonight, God, we just say darkness has to go. We break off addiction in Jesus' name. We break off worry and doubt in Jesus' name. We break off fear in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we just release your peace, your comfort, your compassion, your kindness into this place. Fill us up tonight, God. Thank you for your love. We're so unworthy. We just thank you for this time. We just thank you so much for your presence and just your goodness. Help us to continually just seek and abide in your presence throughout this week as we go out. Just remembering you each day, each moment. Let us not get caught up in just the daily things, but let us do each daily task with you, God.
All for your glory, Lord.
Yeah, it's all for your glory, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for coming. Continue to hang out, talk, pray, whatever. There's freedom.